Who's the captain?
All right, I think
Bob.
I am. It's an impromptu deal.
Bob.
All right.
We got 1 minute of programming here. 7:59 on the ticket, wrapping up here at the Tilted Kilt in Grapevine. We have a slight, small round table. Boy, and the women are just showing up here. Like, we've got all these round hip girls.
Hi. Yes.
Love
you?
It.
Awesome.
We got to get out of here? Yeah, man. The ladies want us to get off stage where we can, you know
we
what
got
I'm talking
girls
about.
To attend to here.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you, Mike?
Do I ever?
Mike and I are going to drag stuff out of here.
We got girls to attend to, bro.
Now, Mike and I are the ones who, we actually spring for this. We rent the old RV every time we do a guy's night out. We park
right.
it out back.
Right.
And we have our own little girls gone wild out there.
And that's what we have going tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So, if there are any girls out there interested in that, come see us. Let us hear from you.
Do we have time for the Marquise hypothetical?
No.
What
I
is
think
it?
We got to go,
really
don't
we? I thought we were supposed to go until 8:05.
What's the story, Zeester?
Go ahead.
All right, here's the Marquise Daniels hypothetical, and this is based on a conversation we had on our show earlier in the week.
Would you make love to him?
Where we were marveling about Marquise Daniels and his added ink and just how everything seems to be about the here and now as opposed to investing.
He's got actually more now than he used to have?
Yeah, here's his latest picture if you're interested on just how things are getting even more carried away with Marquise Daniels. The question was, and I believe he's made some $31 million as a pro, and he's still got a couple years left in his career if he wants to.
As an incredibly below-average pro,
yes.
He's made $31 million.
Yes. The question...
There was a time.
Now, this is all going to depend on your age, but pretend you are basically his age and doing what you're doing, okay? And living the life that you live, and he's living the life that he lives. And Dan's question was, at the age of 50, would you switch bank accounts with him? Like, you both hit your 50th birthday.
Ooh, good one.
And you know how you're living. You assume you know how he's living. Now, it might be a tremendous hit for you, or you might find that he's spent it all, and you would...
Oh, so you're talking about switching blind.
A blind bank account switch. You have to declare it now, like with 15 years to go.
But all you know is what he's made up until this date.
He doesn't know. You
so
don't know.
The question is, can he blow $31 million between now and the time he's 50?
All right, well, think of it this way.
Can he or will he?
After taxes, he's taken home about 17 or 18 of that $31
million. Sure.
And so far, he's probably spent...
$21
million? Yeah. He's probably spent all of it. But he's also got another 5 years of earning in the NBA, at least.
Sure, sure.
So he's going to make another, Lord knows, probably another $20, $25
million. Yes, so you could stay with what you're going to have on your 50th birthday.
But the chances of him blowing that $25 million are so good... that you could, if you took him, there's a good chance that you're filing for bankruptcy at age 50.
Right. Isn't it wonderful?
Can I do the hypothetical with Junior instead of Marquise?
No. Junior is not nearly as dangerous and risky as Marquise. Like, Marquise has a medallion of himself. Remember that one? Of his head?
Yeah, that's great.
It was made out of solid gold. Is that a good investment? Solid gold medallion of yourself.
It's a very limited audience that would appeal to.
Yeah.
There's only one person in the world that can really wear that as a likeness of themselves.
Yeah, and it would seem like if you went to the pawn shop because somebody needs their money and you were trying to get the cash back out of
and
it.
And say, hey, you know,
is that part of the deal? You get the medallion too?
Sure.
How much did the medallion cost? Do you know that?
I think it was $25,000 or something silly like that.
I'm going to say no way. I'm going to say if this were Shane Battier, I would say yes.
Yes, yes.
But not Marquise Daniels. No way.
What about Josh?
No way.
I mean, now Josh has made more than Marquise.
Right. They will both be broke at 50.
Josh who?
Howard.
Oh. What about J.R. Smith?
Well, that's a great one, too.
No.
So he's got to be more inked up than Keezy.
Yeah, I think he is. And you should see what he does for fun.
I have.
Good gosh.
What does he do?
He's not trying to have a normal Leave It to Beaver household.
What does that mean?
He's trying to make his acquaintance with many, many, many women.
And actually and pulling it off.
And he's advertising his desire to do so.
To break Wilt's record, since he won't break the scoring record?
Seems like it. It just...
Well, that's...
It's a lot of money. And
that's the goal, right?
He doesn't roll the windows down in the limo either.
It's a lot of money. It just seems like it would be difficult to go through that much until you see that so many do.
So many.
That's the house pin, Holmes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's going to ball out.
So
I like that. That's a good one.
Anyway, there's the Keezy hypothetical. So share it with your friends. All right, so I guess that's it. I guess on that high note, we now prepare you for the Ticket Top 10, Jake? Ticket Top 5. Well, well, well.
Because of Stars hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Gosh.
Wow, we got a Smythe division battle coming up tonight.
Boy, you two will be back for the postgame.
I'm going right to the station.
It's Dan, telephone laughing guy.
How does that sound?
It goes the telephone.
All right, thanks to the Tilted Kilt and Grapevine. The Ticket Top 5 is next.